News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Walsall's school board has voted to hire an outside investigator to look into the recent controversy over holiday concerts and what songs can be sung. Let's get more from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
The board voted unanimously to hire the law firm of Rooter Ware to dig into the series of events that led to a very upset community. The decision was to limit holiday music and to perhaps use a quota for how many Christmas songs could be performed compared to songs of other cultures or religions during school-sponsored concerts. That policy has been reversed, and board members, administrators, and the community want to know just how this could have happened. The board authorized up to $4,000 to find out. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The city of Stevens Point has decided against raising the tax levy, but the school board did. Stevens Point residents will pay about $30 more for every $100,000 worth of valuation. That is the maximum. The district is projecting a $3.4 million deficit, and they will cover much of it with general fund revenue. The district has received $35.37 million in state aid. That's a decrease of about $670,000. The city of Stevens Point made its budget presentation last night. City Controller and Treasurer Corey Laddick says that they are going to hold the line on property taxes.
It's going to be a stable tax rate, so we're not going to have any increase in property tax rates, which is something that we're very proud of. We're also going to add two additional police officers to allow for some more enforcement in that area and to meet the needs of our community. And then we're also looking at actually making extra payments to principal on our loans.
The budget still has to go through a public hearing and a common council vote. Two people are dead after a house fire in the town of Easton in Adams County. This happened around 1:30 in the morning. The sheriff's department says two were unable to get out of the home. Their names will be released today. A third person was able to escape and is being treated at Moundview Memorial Hospital in Friendship for non-life-threatening injuries. This fire caused damage to one side of the home and the roof to partially cave in. The flames also spread to a nearby camper. The cause is not known. Five people hospitalized after a multi-vehicle crash on U.S. 10. Wapaka County deputies were assisted by Wyawega Police, the State Patrol, and numerous fire, highway, and medical teams. A dump truck pulling a trailer collided with an end loader tractor trailer and slower-moving farm equipment. Liquid manure was spilled. This crash happened around 1:40 near County Highway U, and it took until 7 o'clock to clear the wreckage. The contractors who put together healthcare.gov says it's the feds who are to blame for the website's poor rollout.
Why so many problems for healthcare.gov? Executives for private firms who helped build the website blame the feds.
We did fully talk about the risks that we saw, and we passed those along all along the way.
QSSI Vice President Andrew Slavitt telling a House panel last week the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services called the shots. That agency's head faces the House Ways and Means Committee today. Her boss, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, testifies at another hearing tomorrow. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Are energy drinks more dangerous than we realize? Red Bull facing an $85 million lawsuit alleging that the beverage killed a man in Brooklyn. The 33-year-old died of a heart attack after chugging Red Bull while playing basketball. The family's lawyer says it's different than a cup of coffee and a more dangerous drink than the company lets on. World Series, advantage Red Sox after a 3-1 win over the Cardinals last night.
That's into right. Nava's got it, and the Red Sox win game 5.
And with that victory, the Red Sox have a 3-2 advantage over the Cardinals. More coming up in sports with Tom King. Time to check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Cloudy skies for today. A little bit of light rain and snow developing, although very little accumulation is expected. A high of 41, east-southeast wind around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Any light rain or snow in the area will be ending early tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a low down to 36. On Wednesday, cloudy skies with a high of 52, then some rain developing Wednesday night into Thursday, and mild on Thursday with a high of 56. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Now, any scattered light rain around central Wisconsin this morning is going to have some snow mixed in because we are generally in the 20s and not in the 30s. When the bigger winter storms arrive, if you'd like watches and warnings about our weather, text the word SEVERE to 39327, a service of the First Weber Group and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.